I'm Caleb Lance.
And this is Jessica Lance.
And we're the Barbecue
Raters. Alright, this is episode 12, and we got a chance to head up to Tulsa to Burn Co. Barbecue this week.
This is not this week.
Okay, it's not this week. We're a little behind on actually doing this podcast. It was a couple weeks ago.
I was off all week. I got a whole week off, even though Jessica's been off for 3 months.
It's been nice.
So we should have headed south because the barbecue we got in Jinx from Burn Co. Barbecue was junk.
I don't know if I would classify it as junk, but it wasn't great.
They were rude.
They were rude. This is true.
There was no line when we got there, and there was sort of a line when we left. But
it was a pretty good line.
We went to the south location in Jinx, and there was quite a few people there because there is a high school coaches thing going on at Jinx High School. And there was one girl running the food out because you lined up and ordered at the thing and then ordered at the front desk and then went and sat down. Mm-hmm. The lady running out the food and helping people know what to do didn't smile the whole hour we were there. And she just looked like she needed a hit in the face.
She had RBF really bad.
What?
RBF.
This is a G-rated podcast.
That's why I didn't say the actual word.
Okay. Sorry, Mom and Dad. I didn't marry the best of girls, apparently.
Whatever.
If you don't know what that is, I guess you're going to have to look it up. So, yeah, the barbecue. We walk up.
They have a chalk line. Sidewalk chalked on the floor.
They didn't need it when we were there. We walk up. This is on a Wednesday and we were there. Thursday through Saturday only.
No, you're not supposed to talk about that yet.
It doesn't matter. I'm just going by what happened. When we got there, that's what I saw. No mac and cheese Thursday through Saturday. None.
It was disappointing. It was disappointing.
Yeah.
And he ruined my idea for what we were going to do for Macaroni Minute.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
This isn't the Macaroni Minute. Well, the whole reason I wanted to go there is because I saw the pictures of the macaroni on social media that week, and it looked really good. Showed her. I said, yep, that's where we're going to go, is Burn Co. And they just disappointed. So on to their barbecue, what'd you think, Jess?
It was alright. We had pulled pork and we had burn-ins.
Yeah, got a small side of burn-ins. There was nothing burnt about them. It was just some meat that was like extra
sauce.
Extra like saucy and seasoned, and it wasn't anything to speak of.
Wasn't that great? And we got... I mean,
you could probably get better burn-ins in Wellston. That's pretty bad.
What else did we get?
We got a half a pound of pulled pork and a half a pound of sliced brisket.
That's what we got, brisket.
And so they said, do you want buns with those? I'm like,
sure.
Sure, I'll take bread, whatever. So it just came out as a sandwich.
And the buns weren't toasted.
Buns weren't toasted? Nope. So I just said, so basically we got two sandwiches and there was a half a pound of meat on them. And the sides we got were potatoes. It was fried potato salad. It was basically like fried potatoes with a bunch of peppers and stuff in them. I only ate like 3 bites because they were so spicy. So it's kind of disappointing because I don't do spicy stuff.
I think I got baked beans.
Yeah, and we got beans and they weren't...
They weren't great either.
It was actually maybe one of the best things they had.
It probably was, but they still weren't great.
No. So everything was spicy and kind of started tasting the same. And I didn't really care for the burn-ins. So I was like, you know what? This sandwich and stuff would be better with... What would it be better with, Jess? What do I like my barbecue with?
Pickles.
Pickles. I looked around. I'm looking around in the restaurant. There's no pickles. Okay, I'll go ask the lady with the very sad face. Hey, do you have any pickles? Oh, no, we don't. Oh... Okay, I'll go back and sit down and eat my food without pickles at this barbecue restaurant. There's no pickles, onions, nothing. So, it's kind of lame.
And there were mean signs posted everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, on the ice, and it said, don't, like, the Coke machine, you know how there's ice? There was a sign taped above it that said, don't dump your ice out just to get more ice. Which, I mean, logically, like, okay, I follow you. I don't normally dump my ice out just to get more ice. But don't write that. That's just rude.
That was one of, like, three rude signs they had posted. What was the one by the area where you dumped your food and stuff? I don't remember either, but there was like three of them, so it was no good. It was just a bad time. The only cool thing about it was they had all their meats were laid out in like another glass cabinet, unsmoked.
Kind of like a donut case, like donut shop.
Donut case?
Like when you go to the donut shop, they have
just like a big meat cabinet at the grocery store. And you could pick out the meat and buy it without and go smoke it yourself if you wanted. It was kind of cool.
That was kind of cool. And it looked, I mean...
The inside of the place is alright. It's pretty neat. But their barbecue... It probably would have tasted better if they would have had mac and cheese. And if everything wasn't so spicy. And if people actually were halfway nice. And they had more than one girl trying to help people out. But that was our time at Burn Co. It wasn't the highlight of our day for sure.
Time for the Macaroni Minute. Because there was no macaroni. How can you only serve macaroni on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? It's noodles and cheese. Now, maybe I could understand only serving something on certain days if it's like a meat and it's expensive and, you know, that kind of thing. Noodles and cheese. It's not expensive to make, people. Cheese is the most expensive part.
They leave out a meat, but that's understandable. I mean, they have to smoke that for hours, right? Macaroni and cheese.
It doesn't even take hours to make. You boil water, you melt cheese.
Microwave.
This is not hard.
Craft.
You could microwave a craft, but if you're going to be known for your mac and cheese, make mac and cheese.
All right, we're going over a minute. We didn't have macaroni and cheese there. So this has been your Macaroni Minute with Jessica.
He cut me off. Alright, time for our rankings. Obviously, based on the first part of this podcast, that Burn Co. Barbecue is currently not going to make a ranking system. So I'm just going to review what we already have. In the number 10 spot, we have Ray's.
Number 9, Bad Brad's.
Number 8 is Dale's.
Number 7, Smokin' Joe's.
6 is Billy Sims.
5 is Rudy's.
4 is Heartache.
3 is Fatty's. Yum.
Hutchins is number 2.
And number 1 is
Corkscrew
Barbecue.
That was really cheesy, but we'll just cheese that
was,
for you.
Hey, we didn't plan none of that. That was off the cuff.
You know
that
what?
Was awesome.
We're going to cheese it up because somebody couldn't cheese up their macaroni.
They didn't have macaroni to cheese up.
Losers. Okay, so... They don't make our top 10 list. Maybe if we go back and give them a second chance.
Yeah, they have an original location in North Tulsa, or the downtown area of Tulsa. We probably should have went to that one. I think it would have been a better experience. And went on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
It's still stupid. You only have macaroni and cheese on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
But the barbecue, I didn't even like, so... The sauce was... I think the sauce is okay, but the fact that you needed sauce is the problem. So.
All right, Caleb. You got anything else?
We are headed to football season. 4 weeks from tomorrow night, the Oklahoma Sooners kick off their season. What that means for you all is the high school season is also coming, which means we get out of town every other week... For 10 straight weeks, we'll hit up towns of Ardmore, El Reno, Oklahoma City, Ada. Ada used to have a good barbecue place, Bob's Barbecue. Don't know if they're still open. We'll have to research that out. We'll definitely hit that up if we can get to Ada early enough. I'm sure there's a good barbecue place in Ardmore. 2 years ago, we went to Ardmore. We hit up Smokin' Joe's. We probably won't go there again because we know what that's about.
El Reno? There's no barbecue in El Reno.
We're going to a game in El Reno.
I know, but I'm trying to think of a barbecue place in El Reno.
I didn't say there was, but there is a place. It's Swadley's, which we haven't done.
There's a Swadley's in El Reno?
Yeah, there's Swadley's in El Reno.
Oh.
Maybe we could do that because it's right on the way to the stadium there. So we have not done Swadley's. They're pretty good, decent barbecue. Mm. So it'll give us a chance to hit up lots of barbecue places. And also, the barbecue rating podcast might... I mean, we haven't done one in a month just because it's been getting ready for football season. But you can go check out Bear Blitz podcast. It's about Noble High School football. But me and Jessica are on there, so if you like hearing us be goofy, you can... check it out. It's a little more professional because I have a way bigger listener base. But you can check it out if you like. And, you know, if you just like hearing us, I don't know. And, you know, help us earn a little money. Help keep us going. Thank you to all our...
I don't rant about mac and cheese so much on that channel.
No, thank goodness. Thank you to all our supporter out there. Maybe I'll make that plural. We can get another one, people. Come on. But, yeah, I think that's going to do it for episode 12. What else do we need to cover?
You're going to talk about taking the boys to Rudy's.
Taking the boys to Rudy's. Oh, yeah. So, for once a week, the past couple weeks, I've gone and taken three Noble football players to Rudy's Barbecue in Norman and bought their meal there and did some interviews for our Bear Blitz podcast. So, shout out to Rudy's. Still doing good. We've probably been there three or four times since we've done our last rating. So they're still very consistent, very friendly, very awesome. Pickle bar, I mean, for all around cost, price, food, Rudy's at number 5, holding strong. Dog it if you want. Their turkey's awesome. But yeah, Rudy's Fatties around here. Can't beat it. So... episode 12, guys. I think we're about ready to wrap this one up. But please subscribe to us and rate us or review us. Mm-hmm. Like our Facebook page.
Do something.
It's called Barbecue Raiders on Facebook. I like to share pictures from when we go and visit the places. So you can, if you check out Facebook, you can actually see when we were at Burnco, which has been probably about 10 days ago. And now we're just getting this podcast out. So once again, guys, this has been the Barbecue
Raiders.